You know, people, I hear a lot of communicating about Walmart, non-union, You know who employs the most people of anybody in the United States? I'm talking about big companies and all. We got some big companies. Walmart has more employees than any other company in the United States. So there's a lot of folks eating because of Walmart. And I agree, a lot of little stores have been put out of business. And they say, well, they don't do this and they don't do that. But you go talk to those people that work for Walmart and they're tickled to death to have their job. So it's got both sides to the thing.
So who were your good friends when you were growing up?
Anybody I knew. That's always, to me, friends a lot better than money.
Yeah.
Money can't, people say, oh, money buy you anything, money won't buy you anything. I have made a statement. I've been working with kids over 40 years, and I talk to kids mostly about friendship and what friendship really is. And I've told them more than one time, I said, you know Bill Gates? Yeah. I said, well, I wouldn't trade places with Bill Gates because I might lose my friends, and I'd rather have friends than have money. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like to talk to kids and tell them about friends.
Now, did a lot of your friends, when you were growing up here, did they stay here when they got older, or did they move away?
Oh, we, you know, ventured. Some of them ventured off. Some of them still here. There's a lot of them stayed right here till they died.
Did they end up marrying people from here, too?
Mm-hmm.
Did they end up marrying folks from here, too?
Or? Some of them did. Some of them messed up and married dang Yankees. But. No, the family tenant farmer lived right there where the high school is. See, it was eight or nine of them, and eight or nine of us. And not one of them or not one of us married any further than Atlanta. And then the family, that's all, most all of the ones my age and older, married within a community. But then our kids and grandkids are just, see, they go off to college here and to there and whatnot. See, Steve married a gal from Ivo, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Karen married a guy from Jackson, Georgia. And then Jenny, my granddaughter, she married a guy out of Lynchburg, Virginia, which was the Brody worked his way through college and master's in Lynchburg. And then Carmen's married a guy out of Hampton, Virginia, because they lived up there. So, and then Travis is out of Nashville, Tennessee, so we're getting scattered out a lot now.
Yeah, so that's a change then. But most then, of the people who move into Roswell, are they from up north, or are they mainly up north via Atlanta? Where are they coming from?
We got in Atlanta, people in Atlanta from Korea, Philippines, Japan, Russia, Germany, Czechoslovakia, Romania, Africa, Canada. I mean, I can take you to Ross and find you somebody from just about anywhere you want to.
Oh, wow.
I was out yesterday with a young man that's here from Korea. Well, his daddy and mother, he came here when he was about 18 months old. He's about 22 or 3 years old now. I was trying to sell him something. He had his girlfriend here from Korea was with him, and she's cute as she could be, but I was talking to him about that. But he was, see, his mother and daddy were born, and they came from Korea,
mm-hmm.
and they're here, and